30. Maybe, let's say you're at home by yourself, and you got a bunch of dirty dishes. It's nearly supper time. Maybe you say it's almost supper time. Before we can have supper, I'll have to have some clean dishes. And say I must trot the dishes.
Well, I would wash all them dirty. I would wash all them dirty dishes.
Right.
But have some clean dishes to eat out of for supper.
Okay. Now, what do you do to the dishes after you wash them?
Well, after I wash the dishes, then you store them back in the safe to keep them clean. So it'll be clean to eat out of them next time.
Back in the safe. Now, what do you do, though, right after they're washed and before they're put back in the safe?
Well, before they're put back in the safe...
After Roxy washes the dishes, then she does what to the dishes? In clear water.
In clear water.
Clear hot water. She does what to the dishes?
Well, wash them and scald them with hot water. And then after you got them scalded with hot water, then she took them and store them back in the china cloth.
Now, when Roxy's doing some washing, she washes the clothes first in soapy water, and then what does she do to them in the clear water?
Well, she takes them clothes in and she put them in the clear water, and then she took them in and put them in the machine and turn the machine on and wash them through that machine. And then after she washed them through that machine, then she take them clothes out and wring them. And she got a tub in here. Well, I would call it a dish rag.
What do you call the cloth or the rag that you dry the dishes with?
I would call that a rag that I dry the dishes with.
Mm-hmm. And you have a name for it?
No, this is just has a name, just rag.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the small square cloth that you use when you take a bath or bathe your face?
Well, I would call that a face rag. Then I'm washing my face with it.
At a kitchen sink, what do you call this, like over at H&H where you would go in and turn on the water, what do you call this that the water comes out of, Charlie?
I'd call that a spout.
And if you have one outside, out in the yard or out beside the house, what would you call it?
I'd call it a sprout.
Let's say it was real cold summertime. So cold that the pipes froze up. Now what if they'd freeze up so much that you knew they'd start leaking? You'd say the pipes did what?
Well, feed up and go to leak, I would throw it away and get another.
Right.
It wouldn't leak.
If you stuck a pin in a balloon, what would it do?
A pin?
Yes, what would the balloon do if you stuck a pin in it?
In my hand?
Like you got a balloon, you'd stuck a pin in the balloon, you'd say the balloon did what?
Oh, stuck a pin, man. Well, it'll blow up. Wouldn't be no wind in it. It'd be flabby. All the wind didn't come out.